Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, fellow Souls listeners. This is Sardi, and we are live on Souls Blog Talk Radio. Tonight, we have a new delight that we will be featuring. This is a new author under the Marvelous Leaders publication. If you all remembered Marcus Lewis and his feature, I hope that you remember that he had shared what his plans were to, you know, start his own publishing company. He indeed did that, and as a result of that, we have with us his present author. She goes by the name of author Simone Quick. And without further ado, I want to introduce the fellow Souls listeners to author Simone. Good evening, lady.
Good evening. How are you?
Oh, my God. This has been an interesting day, yet it is over and it's done with, and we are just going to have a fantabulous time with talking and gathering information about who is author Simone Quick, exactly, you know, what was her drive to become an author, and what exactly made her, you know, decide to write the book that she did write.
Okay, well, I'm going to write under the name author Empress Simone. My name is Simone Quick. I decided to write because I always had wrote like plays when I was younger and stuff like that. And as I got older, people would read like my resume cover letters and be like, "You don't write?" And I'd be like, "No, I don't write." So other people encouraged me. And then finally, you know, I sat down one day, I started writing. I started writing my first novel that I completed that wasn't published was more geared towards like my mom and her passing and stuff like that. And then the one now that's going to be published, which will be my first published novel under Marvelous Leaders Publications, I decided to write that because I was at a time in my life and I was just like, I have to do something, you know, with myself. I think I have a story to tell. So even though it's fiction, it was just like a bunch of different things that were going on, and I decided to put pen to paper and, you know, just get certain things out of there. So I bring up topics. I don't go into depth in them, but I bring up certain topics that I'm sure everybody can relate to.
Okay, now as far as your first book, you know, I know there are some, you know, aspiring authors, and, you know, of course, everything that has an art or a craft has a semi-struggle to it. What exactly happened, you know, with your first book? Why didn't it, you know, pick up or, you know, get off the way it should have?
Well, what happened was I had reached out to some people, and I had submitted it to them. They liked what they read, the first three chapters, but then they became busy, right? And so they never got back to me on that. At the time, now Marquise was accepting, you know, submissions. So I said, okay, I'm not going to resubmit this first novel in hopes that this person would have still worked with me. I'm going to release this one here. Plus, this one, the newest one, was more fresh, more up-to-date. You know, the other one was a little outdated because it was years old. So I didn't want to resubmit that one. That's why I didn't get picked up. I'm hoping to revitalize it, but for now I'm going to concentrate on the one that Marquise is going to publish.
And I'm glad you corrected it, honey, because I was calling him Marcus, and I don't even know if he corrected me when I featured him, but his name is Marquise Lewis,
yes,
ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, it's Marquise Lewis.
Okay, now tell us, what is the present book under Marvelous Leaders Publications? What's the name of that book?
Okay, it's called Gina, A Bronx Chick Story, and she's set to be a three-book series.
Now, from your accent, I want to say that you are also possibly from the great city of New York.
Yes, I am, born and raised.
Now, are you a Bronx diva, or do you live in another part of New York?
I am a Bronx diva, but I did live in Brooklyn for 3.5 years, but I'm mainly from the Bronx. I do not want to leave the Bronx, you know, as long as I'm in New York City, but moving out of New York City is an option.
Okay, now tell us a little bit about the book. Of course, we never want to, you know, do a spoiler alert and put everything out there, you know, but the title itself, you know, has part of the word queen in it. And then the other side of that, you know, it's about someone from the Bronx and her story. I personally have not been to New York. It was on my bucket list, but being ex-military, you know, some of us were adversely affected by the things that happened September 11th. So for me, you know, it's going to take me a while to get up there. I feel like the city's great, just for my own self and my own feelings. You know, I have to work through, you know, the ignorance that happened on that day for whatever reason. So explain a little bit behind the book. Who is Queena?
Okay, let me correct you. Her name is Gina, with a G, G-E-E-N-A, Gina.
Honey, I'm tired, y'all. So listen,
okay.
Please charge it to my head and not my heart.
Okay.
I'm just messing up names all over the place, but her name is Gina, not Queena. All right, Gina.
Yes, Gina. Okay, so now the book is focused on Gina. She's a single mom, obviously from the Bronx, and so she's facing an illness and financial struggle, but instead of her, this is like, she sits down, she decides instead of getting up and going, you know, to get a job, she wanted fast money. So she starts, you know, hustling, and so it details her hustle. It details the man in her life who's providing financial support, and it details betrayal by her best friend and also her financial supporter's wife. So it's a lot of, how you would say, drama surrounding her, and then it touches on bullying of one of her youngest sons, and it touches on mental health and adolescence. So those are some things that I wanted to, you know, speak on within the book. And so all of that comes together, and it's how she's going to avoid certain betrayals, certain death attempts made on her life, and certain setups to be robbed and stuff like that.
Now, you know, sometimes as writers, we pick a character that mirrors us, some sort of part of us. Is Gina anything like Simone?
Well, I'm going to say the struggle, like with the financial support. I am a single mom. So for a long time, it was only one income in the house. You know, my oldest son, he tries to help as much as he can. Also, I was facing an illness, like, you know, I have very bad anemia, so I was thalassemic, and then I had fibroids, so I was losing a lot of blood. So I wrote that, you know, her illness is based on that. I'm going to say, like, her, and then she's also kind of, like, trusting, and she loves those around her. So in that aspect, yes, I can be Gina. But remember, the story is embellished of certain things, you understand? So I don't exactly go through everything that she went through, but the illness and the struggle to pay the rent, I did lose my housing subsidy, you know, so things like that, yes. But I didn't get up and go hustle anywhere, you know, and it was my dad who was helping me out. So those are the parallels between myself and the book.
And, you know, a lot of times people confuse the hustle with something illegal. I'm a single mom as well. And you know, I have a full-time job, I have my daughter to raise, and I have the right sales company that I choose to, you know, pick up some extra money in my household. Because single moms and single parents, period, we have to rock out.
Exactly.
And so, you know, at the end of the day, a hustle is not necessarily you out there selling drugs or you out there being an exotic dancer or whatever terminology you want to use for it. A lot of people confuse that. We're going to hustle whatever we got to hustle to put food on the table, to keep our lights on, to keep the water running.
Right.
So I just want the souls listening to understand, if you have to hustle, then that's your business. Because at the end of the day, you got to pay bills.
Exactly, yes.
So it is a three-part series book.
Yes.
Have you started working on the second installment?
Yes, it's being proofread as we speak. That I completed. And so I have part one that's definitely going to be published. As to part two, that's up to Marquise and his decision, but it is ready. If the fans say, look, we want part two, then, you know, just get on Marquise, like, where's part two? Because I did write it. And if there's anything that needs to be tweaked, then I'll just tweak it. But so, yes, I'm putting my all into Gina.
Now, are there any other plans for you to step out and do, you know, motivational speaking, book signing? You say you write plays. I was blessed to meet another playwright, Vanessa Richardson, and she also has books. Are there plans for you to write plays related to Gina or related to any other character within your book?
Okay, that is a thought, and a filmmaker did reach out, a screenplay writer did reach out to me. Now, I have not written a play since I was, like, younger, you understand, but they was telling me certain things about that aspect of it. Right now, what I'm focusing on, though, is the actual getting the book out there and the content, and then pushing that and seeing what's the feedback from it. Is there a call to go ahead and put it on film? You understand? Is there a call for that? And if it is, then yes, I will definitely look further into it. But for right now, I'm just going to focus on getting the material out there, you understand, and seeing what the response is, and then work on other books in the interim, and then deviate over to the film. You see, I go to school for communication, so I'm learning certain aspects there. So I'm going to learn everything that I could learn before I jump into another arena.
So not only do we have a single mom on the line, ladies and gentlemen, we have an intelligent queen that's doing her thing through paper and pen, or actually computer and print paper. So mad props out to you, Simone, because a lot of times people are not able to, you know, maintain those multiple things that they want to do, because as single parents, our kids come first.
Exactly, yes. Yes. Well, you know, my children sort of inspired me, because there was a time when I was depressed. I didn't know, you know, which way to turn. And so my oldest son, he talked to me, because he knew of the mother that was always working, was always driving, always had her own. And he said, look, Ma, you know what I'm saying? He put me to the side, look, Ma, you have got to really get it together and do something. And so his words, like, pushed me. Let me go for my dreams. He's going for his dreams. He's trying to be a dancer. So me and him are, like, in this together. And then I build off of my kids. My kids motivate me. When I get frustrated with school because I haven't been to school in 10 years, they're like, Ma, calm down. You got this. You're smart. You understand? So I think it depends on your support system as well. And don't be afraid to look to your children. I'm not saying treat them as your best friend. But sometimes they will give you the answer because they know you the best. So that's what I do in my household. You know, it's not easy. It is a struggle. And sometimes I get frustrated. You know, it's like, God, please help me. And then one of my kids comes to me, Ma, you got this. You're very smart. And sure enough, and then I have my friends, you know, even Facebook friends, they're supportive. Like, girl, you got this. Go ahead. You smart. You a go-getter. And that gives me the encouragement to keep going. So I think collectively we all need support. And don't be afraid to tell that person they're doing good or they can do this. And you know, because sometimes people don't want to encourage you. They think that they have ulterior motives and stuff. Don't be scared to encourage somebody else to go ahead so they can get their dreams.
And, you know, that is a true statement, because a lot of times, you know, people think that they're actually encouraging you and they're tearing you down. And we as a human race have got to do better with that, because at the end of the day, family is such a definitive word. It is not always those that you have a bloodline with. If I'm crying and it's 2 o'clock in the morning and I can pick up the phone and call Simone and be like, oh, my God, honey, I'm just going through, that's family. Because not everybody's going to pick up the phone at 2 o'clock and be like, what's wrong? Let's talk.
Right. That's true. That's true. Yep.
Now,
and you know,
we
I
do have a. Go ahead, honey.
I was going to say, I do tell people that I will always get back to them unless I'm asleep. So don't feel scared to reach out to me. If you know me on Facebook and you're listening and you're going through something, feel free to reach out.
Now, we do have a caller with us this evening. The area code is 229-854-7068. I want to give that individual the opportunity to, you know, ask Dr. Simone some questions, give feedback on what you've heard thus far. Are you there?
You know it. This is Marquise Lewis. There's nothing I want to ask.
Marquise Lewis!
Yeah, you know I had to come through and support. But, nah, there's nothing I want to ask. I just, you know what I'm saying, it was a great show. Simone, she did great. You know, I'm very proud of her. And, you know, I can't wait for the first book to come out. I thought y'all was about to get real emotional here, so. But other than that, she did very well. I'm very proud of her.
Thank you so much, Marquise. That means a lot to me.
No problem.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, again, if you've not taken part in a playback of Soul's Blog Talk Radio, Marquise, I got it right. Marquise Lewis was actually featured on Soul's Blog Talk Radio, and he was talking about Never Settle, Never Again. I was extremely blessed to receive that book. I cannot wait to actually read it. And, again, you know, he is the head of Marvelous Leaders Publication. So how does that feel, Marquise, to finally know, like, this is it?
It hasn't hit me yet. Still hasn't hit me yet, I guess because, you know, my personality, I'm a funny guy. So, but as far as, like, the business side, just it still hasn't hit me yet. I don't know when it is, but it definitely will. But I'm very blessed right now. I thank God for all of that, especially, like, sending people like Simone to me. So that's great.
Oh, thank you. You were a blessing to me, too. Yes, you were. Yes, you were.
And I just want to throw out, ladies and gentlemen, that both of these individuals on Soul's Blog Talk Radio are single, but please understand that you have to approach both of them correctly because they are kings and queens, and you just can't bring any mess to these wonderful people because then you'll mess up their, you know, writing, and then they'll have writer's block, and we won't get any great books out of it. Well, we'll get some books, but you'll probably be a part of it.
Right.
Yes. It's all in the approach. But right now what I try to tell everybody is I'm working on self because I'm tired of saying, why am I getting the same grade of character? You understand? So I'm working on myself before I even attempt a relationship. So if anybody's looking for friendship, oh, sure, they can reach out to Empress Simone all they want. But as far as a relationship, that's going to wait for a little while. I'm doing me, and I'm loving it.
Yeah. Now, speak on that, Marquise, because, you know, you had the opportunity to give us your male perspective when you were featured. Speak on what she just said so that if there are some females listening, because, you know, I love females, I do, but sometimes we have a mindset of hatred that is like no other. So give us your male perspective on, you know, Simone waiting and doing her and getting herself together, because at the end of the day, we're all in process. And sometimes people don't respect that. So how do you feel?
Oh, yeah, that's the right thing to do because, you know, you don't want to meet her and she don't know where her head is at, where her heart is at. So, you know, she's doing the right thing by waiting, getting closer to God, handling her business because we don't want to, you know, as a man, you know, as a good man, you don't want her to get off track, but you want to be by her side. So, you know, that lets you fall back just a little bit, but to be right there with her. You know, if that's somebody that you feel like that may be the one, if God said that's the one, then you just be there by her side until she's ready.
And what he said, ladies and gentlemen, is be there by her side, not on top of her, not on the bottom of her, her side. So there is a big difference.
Right.
You know, horizontal and vertical make a difference.
Right.
So how exactly would people get in touch with you Simone, how can they find you, whether or not it's Facebook, Twitter? How would they find your book, Marquise? You know, again, of course, we've got to give you your props because you give females a different way of looking at things, and, you know, it's coming from a male perspective. So how can listeners find the both of you, and how can they actually purchase these books?
Marquise, okay. You want to take that, how they can purchase?
No, you go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, I believe that my debut novel will be out on Amazon Kindle, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so look out for on my author's page for the release date, which should be coming up soon.
Yeah.
They can get in touch with me on Instagram. It's at Empress Simone One. And Facebook is Author Simone Quick. And Twitter is at Author Empress. And that's how they can get in touch with me. Also, I would like to point out to the males, I'm not doing video conference calling with you. I don't like the penis pics in my inbox. And so if you're coming at me 100% on a level of respect, then I can rock with you all day. If not, then don't even waste your time. Hello?
Mr. Lewis, do you have anything to add to that?
You can find me at IamMarquiseLewis.com, Facebook Marquise Lewis, and my books on Amazon.com. I had nothing to say.
And I don't think that he wants any vagina shots in his inbox either, or do you, Mr. Lewis?
You never know.
Crazy.
No, I'm just playing.
Oh, okay.
Well, you know what comes with vagina shots. They definitely won't be your queen, but there might be some thoughts, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
So no penis shots and no vagina shots, no booty shots. You know, if you're going to come correct. If you're going to support, definitely support these two artists. And is there a plan to actually, you know, branch out and, you know, come down south and do some book signings? Because I would love, you know, to assist you all with trying to do that.
I'm willing to travel, yes, but it would have to, the timing would have to be correct. Mind you, I do have a school-age child, so I would have to set up, you know, in place for him to be taken care of before I could travel. So I would need, like, advance notice. But I'm willing to try to travel once or twice just to get my feet wet and see what it entails and what it's about.
And
yeah.
Mr. Lewis?
Oh, yeah, you know, I'm already down here. So, yeah, some lady from Greensboro, I forgot what her name is, she did reach out to me about events up there. So hopefully I'll be going to that.
Okay.
So when are you coming this way? Because, I know some soul listeners from when you were featured that would love to actually see you. Now, I don't know what their intents are, but I know they would like to meet you.
Hey, it's whenever. Y'all just got to let me know.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Well, before we close out, ladies and gentlemen, you know, is there anything else that you want to share with the Souls listeners? I'm, like, truly excited for you, Simone. It is a blessing indeed to not only be surrounded by positive people like Marquise that, like, will give you the opportunity to get your name and your words and your thoughts out there, but I'm sure for the both of you it's such a surreal feeling, you know, to look at these books or to look at your webpage, Marquise, and be like, you know, I'm here, even though it still has yet to hit you, you know.
Yeah.
Right. I just want to say thank you to Marquise. I look at him as, like, my literary mentor right now. I look at him as, like, giving me guidance, and I want to just thank him for the opportunity. And I just want to say thank you to everybody that supports me, encourages me, and I am not going to let you down, so y'all can look forward to some great writing.
And I want to throw the plug out as well that I want to say that Marquise continues to, you know, look out for those that want to get their literary pieces out. So if you are really for real about wanting to publish, definitely look him up on Facebook, however other ways he's expressed that you can find him. Check out the website, show some love, you know, purchase these books, because there is nothing greater than a self-help book, especially when it comes to relationships. Even with the story of Gina, every single literary piece has a purpose and meaning for someone. Someone can grab something from it. Someone can learn something from it. You know, I'm not a Bronx chick, but from what I hear, you know, you guys live like bosses. It's a difference from up north boss and down south boss, you know.
Right.
Well, we just like to say thank you for having us.
Definitely show everyone some love.
Yes, thank you for having us, too.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
It is definitely my pleasure. You know, any way I can support someone else's hustle, and I use that word again, I'm going to do that, because at the end of the day, we all have to give each other the opportunity, if we have the capability, to do that. And,
right.
You know, I have that capability to assist, not help, but assist others to get their names out with love, not with hatred, because I want us all to make it. I believe that once people start to get these books, once people start to put, you know, face to name via Facebook, I'm hoping that, you know, this thing will blow up for the both of you.
Yes, thank you.
All right, thank you so much.
You all are very welcome. Would anybody like to close out with anything before I do?
Just a thank you all across the board to Marquise, to you, to the supporters, and my fellow readers. Thank you so much. I appreciate you all.
Yeah, and thank you again for having us. Shout out to Simone and the whole marvelous Leaders publication. And True Glory, Shanique, my business partner, and all my fans out there.
Yes.
Now, I get to see the amount of writers that you've added to your publication company. Really quick, who exactly do you have at the present time, other than Simone?
There's Kim, there's Kim Yada, there's Gaita, Rivia. And we just signed a new woman named Sharon. So they're coming. They're coming.
And you've not really, like, it's been under a month, correct?
Yeah.
So it is amazing how things are popping off for you. And ladies, if you are not a Facebook friend of Marquise Lewis, you might want to be, because his new model is from Eye Candy.
Yeah, he's scrumptious.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just want to say thank you, Marquise Lewis, for having him as a model. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
So, you know, I would definitely love the opportunity to feature the rest of your writers, you know,
okay,
feature
cool.
Other people associated with Marvelous Leaders Publication. And is it True Glory?
Yeah, True Glory.
Yes, I would really love that opportunity to, again, be a part of that journey for them and with them.
Okay. All right, thank you. I'll let them know.
Definitely. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have reached the ending part of Soul's Block Talk Radio. I want to leave you this thought. You know, there's so much going on in the world right now. From different murders to different things that's going on, people leaving one-year-olds in daycares, you know, the summer storms are starting to come. And I want to leave you with this. At the end of every storm, there is a rainbow. So you may indeed be going through a struggle of some sort, but know at the end of the day that God is God. And when you see that one set of footprints, it is not indeed you being by yourself. It is the fact that he is carrying you. So love compassionately, and love hard. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I will say have a great evening, and we'll see you next Thursday. Thank you again, Simone and Marquis, for joining us.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great evening.
You too. Thanks again.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.